producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, I'm trying to figure this story out, okay? Apparently, there's a medication that was acquired by a pharmaceutical company, all right? Martin Shkreli, a 32-year-old, founder and chief executive of Turing Pharmaceuticals, has purchased the rights to a drug that's been around for decades, from what I understand, 62 years, okay, this pill. And this pill apparently treats toxoplasmosis, all right? It's a medication called Daraprim. The pill was about $13.50. And after Turing Pharmaceuticals acquired it, it went up to $750. And I'm assuming that's $750 a pill. I don't understand that. All right? Several years ago, it was about $1 a pill. And Daraprim, like I said, it treats toxoplasmosis. Toxoplasmosis is a parasitic infection, okay? And it could be very dangerous to people who are pregnant, to babies, people with compromised immune systems, or people with AIDS, okay? Prices have increased as the rights to the drug have been passed from one pharmaceutical company to the next, but not just a simple increase to handle the merging costs and the lawyer fees, etc. It went up 5,500%. Dr. Judith Aberg, chief of the Division of Infectious Diseases at Icahn School of Medicine in Mount Sinai, says, what is it that they are doing differently that has led to this dramatic increase? According to Mr. Shkreli, Turing, the company, will use the money it earns to develop better treatments for toxoplasmosis with fewer side effects. He says, this isn't the greedy drug company trying to gouge patients. It is us trying to stay in business, saying that many patients use the drug for far less than a year and that the new price is similar to other drugs used for rare diseases. All right, that's ridiculous. Is it really $750 a pill? That's crazy. Shkreli also defended a small pharmaceutical company, saying it really doesn't make sense to get any criticism for this. What else does he write? Hold on. This is not the first time a fledging pharmaceutical executive. Wait a second. All right. He started a hedge fund, MSMB Capital, while in his 20s, was accused of urging the FDA to not approve certain drugs made by companies whose stock he was shorting. They claim in 2011 he helped form Retrofin, which acquired old drugs and immediately raised their prices. Retrofin's board fired Shkreli a year ago and has filed a complaint in federal district court, accusing him of using this personal fund to pay back angry investors in his hedge fund. Okay, so doctors are weighing in on, does he really need this kind of money for research? All right. According to Dr. Wendy Armstrong, professor of infectious diseases at Emory, says, I certainly don't think this is one of those diseases where we have been clamoring for better therapies. Good answer on her part. Okay, so what does this mean for you and I? Okay, we have a private market, which I'm proud of, and I don't think we should ever do away with our private market or capitalism, et cetera. I get very, very nervous, the government being involved of our pharmaceuticals. But you have drugs out there that looks like getting bought. And the rights to these drugs are getting bought, which could also explain why we've seen these some of these generics go crazy with their prices. It shouldn't be an issue, right, in a true capitalistic framework, because, fine, if one medication goes up in price, then the demand will be for the cheaper medication, and then somebody will go for the cheaper medication. So demand drives price, and supply drives price. But here's the problem. It's the supply component. If we don't have many other drugs for toxoplasmosis, and this company sees that, they could then, you know, monopolize the market on that. And that's the problem that we have. That's why so many people have issues with the way our current pharmaceutical system is in place. Okay, you have certain drugs. Not a lot of companies are putting the money to reinvent the wheel for the same drug. Why should they if they're not going to get output? And developing a drug is so damn expensive. I wish it wasn't. I wish research wasn't so expensive and developing a drug wasn't that expensive. But it is. And companies go under if their drug doesn't get taken. So because of the desperation of that, then you have a new attitude towards these medications and towards research where you got to take the money and run. And I think a lot of people started to gain that sort of unfortunate thinking, especially with the recession and real estate. All right, looks like you got to get into the market when you can and get out. The stock market, too. You got to get in the right time and get out. You got to make your money fast and run. You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never can. Okay, Kenny Rogers knew what he's talking about. But anyway, so this attitude now, whether it's buying a house, whether it's dealing with a pharmaceutical company, whether it's dealing with stock, it's a very abrupt, aggressive sort of attitude. And so here we have this guy coming in and skyrocketing the price. And, yeah, he wants to use that money for whatever, whether it's research, whatever. Of course he's going to be using that money. Whether it's for the greater good or not, the future will say. But this is the problem. When we don't have enough drugs, companies can hold us captive. All right, well, then Dr. Dahlia, the government should get involved. Really? You want the government holding us hostage? Holding these medications captive? Really? All right, what do? All right, we don't have enough medications. So I'm not sure where this is going, but it's a shame. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to VanishingCash.com. Again, that's VanishingCash.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, a huge headline came out, making a lot of us nervous, saying 1 in 3 people born in the U.K., which can also be translated to a lot of our countries, especially America, in 2015 could get dementia, meaning, okay, people born this year, according to this particular study in the UK, will go on to get dementia. All right. This comes from Alzheimer's Research UK. It's a charity describing the forecast as a looming national health crisis. Of course, it hit our American headlines because what happens in, you know, Great Britain could obviously happen here. figures were based on current life expectancies and the risk of people developing dementia as they age. However, there was acknowledgement that the figures projecting what would happen 100 years into the future are only an estimate. They have 800,000 people in the country already affected by the disease. It causes destruction of brain cells, the longer life expectancies, the us being able to fight off the heart disease, fight off the cancer. So many of us become old enough to start, unfortunately, suffering from dementia. Heart disease, though, diabetes and smoking are, of course, contributing factors. So according to the study, women and men, they say 27% of men will get the condition, 37% of women will get the condition, and about a third of people born now would eventually get dementia. Now, here in America, we, urge and encourage the same thing that they're encouraging across the pond. All right, you got to keep your weight down. You got to watch your diet. You got to exercise. But also be aware of these symptoms. All right, I think a lot of these things can still be slowed down. And our goal, we may not be able to cure ourselves from dementia. For some of us, the mind goes. For some of us, it doesn't. Okay, I mean, I have 90-some-year-old patients, and they are sharper than sharp. And thank God. Okay? And then you have others where, you know, they're in their 60s, and they're like, look, I'm forgetting things. And I'm, you know, forgetting them badly. And so I think there's a big genetic component, but I also think there's a huge environmental component. And we need to identify people early. I really encourage medical students and I encourage the medical community to start screening your 50 and your 60-year-olds for memory loss, cognitive changes immediately. All right? And I would also encourage medical providers to goad their patients into keeping their minds active. Remember, there was a study saying bilingual, people who are bilingual seem to have less dementia. That was just kind of a observational study where they're like, oh, well, look, you know, a bunch of these people that don't have, you know, dementia or Alzheimer's, they're bilingual. We have to still study more, the populations that are closer to the equator than we are. So you also wonder if, if there's an issue with sunlight, getting more vitamin D. Is it issues with, not eating the North American European diet? Is it issues with genetics? There's still a variety of things we need to look at for that. But watching what the healthier populations do for that particular disease isn't bad. You know, we're still kind of scratching our heads why we don't see as many breast cancer patients in the Latina population than we do other. All right. Why is that? Is it because it's underdiagnosed, or is it because, you know, the being a little bit closer, being a little bit more south, seems to help, seems to be more conducive to breast health. However, you do see a lot more diabetes. Now, I told you when I was in Mexico, I asked some of the locals there. I go, you know, from a medical perspective, you know, what do you have a lot of? I understand diabetes, et cetera. Oh, yeah, diabetes, muchas personas, diabetes, muy común. So very common diabetes. Got it. What about skin cancer, though? I mean, you know, here we are. We're in Puerto Vallarta. That's a hell of a lot closer to the equator than, you know, I am up in Las Vegas, Nevada. What about skin cancer? No, not a lot of skin cancer. Not a lot of, you know, okay, I understand, you know, melanin composition of the skin, things like that. You know, what about cancer de colon cancer? No, diabetes, and alto cholesterol, you know, and alto presión, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. Not as many of the cancers. Very interesting. Why is that? Is it the diet? You know, if you look at the Hispanic Mexican diet, right, or you look at a lot of vegetables, a lot of beans, a lot of fiber. So, I don't think it hurts to evaluate certain population groups and see what's happening or what they are doing that is conducive to their health. So when we look at, you know, why would a third of us have dementia? Maybe part of it is we're not using our brains. I mean, you know, I look at my smartphone. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, and everything is on my phone. Everything. I only have a couple numbers memorized, and I used to know everybody's birthday. I used to know, my kids' social security numbers. I knew all my account numbers, passwords, etc. Now, no. I have no idea. And true, we always have to change our password. I get that. All right, and I understand that because there are hackers, et cetera. But it's kind of exhausting, so you end up just, you know what, I'm just going to write it down. And mind you, we're compensating well. I tell everybody to write it down. But, you know, why aren't we using our brains? I also recommend that older people start taking classes again. You know, a lot of us, we go to school, we get out of high school, some of us go to college, some don't. But then after that, that's pretty much the last of it in terms of going to classes. You know, a bunch of us doctors every 5, 7, 10 years recertify. And I'm supposed to recertify next year. I've passed every time. But I'm like, oh my gosh, really? Oh, really? And, you know, now I gotta study again. Well, it's been a while, and my brain is a little different than it was 20-some years ago, and 10 years ago, and 7 years ago, etc. And so it's a very, daunting task to take on something you took on 20, 30, 40 years ago. However, that may keep your mind sharp. So take some classes. You know, for me, I'm going to start a year early. I mean, I keep my mind very active because of, you know, radio. I, you know, prep for my shows 2-3 hours a day, even though some of you guys don't think I do. But I do, okay? Contrary to popular opinion, I do. A lot of what I study in the practical medicine that's out there, that's not what's on the boards. What's on the boards is, you know, cost efficient. You know, are you going to do a sigmoidoscopy and barium enema to rule out colon cancer? You're going to order the colonoscopy. Well, of course, you all are getting colonoscopies, but the boards, it's a different answer. So I got to relearn things. So what I would recommend for you all, okay, if you want to avoid dementia, first, get your weight down. There's really no excuse to be overweight. I got to lose some weight. A lot of us do, okay? Get your weight down, not overly skinny. You still need some fat cells in there, but get your weight down, okay? Number two, make sure you're eating healthy. Get fish. Get vegetables in. Eating a bunch of carbs and eating a bunch of crap does not help your mind. It just doesn't help, okay? I mean, like, you know, look at your pipes in your bathroom, okay? That's what happens with our pipes in our body. Crap gets deposited on them. So don't give a crap. Pieces of broccoli won't sit there and attach to your vessels, yet the butter or the sugar you add to your, carrot, I don't know, souffle or whatever the heck you do, that will. So make sure you eat right. Make sure you're exercising. Staying active and getting those juices flowing and the circulation flowing is imperative. All right, make sure you're exercising. Another big thing is cholesterol. We're going to be talking about ways to lower your cholesterol. Lowering your cholesterol is vital because that stuff sticks to the vessels, and the less blood and less oxygen that gets to your body parts, the worse they do. We got to keep our hearts healthy. We got to keep our kidneys healthy. Cholesterol affects your kidneys. A lot of you guys are like, oh, man, I'm worried about my kidneys. I'm worried that, you know, I'm going to lose kidney function. Well, then, you know, watch your cholesterol. All right, I see you guys. Look, it's football time. Trust me, yesterday I would have killed for a pizza. We did it. I ate some vegetables and I had some protein. But, oh, my gosh. I mean, this is the time where you – and I see the commercials. You know, oh, man, you can order a pizza and then a double brown. I think Papa John's is like a sponsor. So they're talking about their double chocolate brownie. I was like, oh. All right, and then keep your mind active. You got to stay active. All right, learn another language. Okay, we're all going to have to be bilingual. Everybody in Europe seems to be bilingual. Why aren't we bilingual? All right, people in China and Japan, they know English and Chinese and English and Japanese. And in Vietnam, they know Vietnamese and English. Then why aren't we learning the second language? Do that. It'll help keep your brain spry and get yourself checked. Your doctor can do memory checks. They can MRI the brain, see if there's anything that needs to be done early on. Maybe the fish oil will help. Maybe it won't. But the fact that you're thinking about it and being on top of it is probably one of the best things you could do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to VanishingCash.com. Again, that's VanishingCash.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. There's a report that a common brain tumor is more likely to be found in obese people, or not so much be found, but occur, is an interesting study. There's a new study where they looked at a bunch of other studies that looked at 6,000 people with brain tumors. And even though they can't prove that obesity causes brain tumors, they did find an interest correlation between body mass index and the risk of a meningioma. Overweight patients were 21% more likely to develop a meningioma tumor compared with normal weight individuals. Obese patients were 54% more likely to develop one. The study looked at the two most common types of brain tumors, the meningiomas and the gliomas, which together account for about 70% of cases among the 120 known types of brain tumors. Meningiomas arise from the tissues that cover the brain and spinal cord, the meninges, okay? Gliomas come from the cells of the brain and the nervous system called the glial cells. They're not neurons, but they provide the support and protection for the neurons. So they looked at an association between body mass index and not the glioma type of cell of cancer, but the meningioma. Now, luckily, the 5-year survival rate of these meningiomas is about 65%, whereas gliomas are a lot more aggressive. 5-year survival rate of those is about 10%. So luckily, the tumor type that they're finding a little bit more often in obese people seems to be more treatable, according to the American Brain Tumor Association. Brain tumors, remember, are rare, affect only 20 to 100,000 per 100,000 people. So we don't really know why. According to a researcher at the University of Rosenberg in Rosenberg, Germany, and co-leader of the study, Gundula Behrens, says there are several biological mechanisms potentially linking obesity to cancer risk, maybe the estrogen levels rising, insulin, pro-inflammatory cytokines, but not all cancers are appear to be related to obesity, so the strengths of those links vary. So we don't know, okay? Exercise, however, was associated with a decreased risk of meningioma. People who engaged in the greatest amount of physical activity were 27% less likely to have a meningioma than those who did the least amount of activity. So, again, by the way, women were twice as likely as men to develop these meningiomas. So we'll kind of, you know, keep our eyes posted on this study, but it doesn't surprise us in terms of having an association with obesity and cancer. I'm not surprised by this, but I also don't want people to freak out, okay? Not a lot you can do to prevent brain tumors, okay? We still have no proof that cell phones and radiation, you know, daily radiation that we get exposed to causes that. So all we do is we hope and pray, and if you start having headaches that don't seem to go away, or numbness on one side, slurred speech, any sort of neurological changes, we're probably going to image the brain and make sure it looks okay. Fox News has 12 tips to reduce high cholesterol, and these are great. I mean, and a lot of these we've already talked about, but I love how they truncate it and add some brevity to it so we could go through it pretty quickly. So first, you got to get screened. How the hell do you know if you have high cholesterol if you don't get screened? And it needs to be watched. They're going to look at your LDL, the bad type of cholesterol, the low-density lipoprotein. They're going to look at the good, the high-density lipoprotein. They may also look at the VLDL, the very low-density lipoprotein, and also measure triglycerides, which is the fats that circulate your blood. Higher triglycerides could mean you are pre-diabetic. There are some fancier types of testing that some doctors recommend. Most insurances should cover this, but there's also inflammation markers like the LPPLA2 and C-reactive protein. These inflammatory markers could signal impending heart issues, heart disease. So they say you could have a beautiful lipid panel, but if you have an elevated LPPLA2, that puts you at very high risk for having a cardiac event. Know your risk factors, okay? Know where you lie. If you have a high family history of cardiovascular disease, clogged arteries, etc., don't dink around. Get yourself screened and get a good cardiologist, okay? If you're diabetic, you're at risk. If you're a smoker, you're at risk. If you have high blood pressure, you're at risk. If you've had a heart attack, you're at risk for another one. So that needs to be addressed. They also say get on the right plan. If your LDL is above 190 milligrams, okay, normal is under 100, and for many of us, we want you under 130, there's a very good chance you have a genetic type. So, yeah, diet helps, but you may actually need to be on a medication. A lot of you guys are like, you know what, I've always had high cholesterol, so I'm fine. No, you're not fine. That could kill you. Just because you've always had it and it's genetic doesn't mean we don't treat it. Okay? Eat a heart healthy diet like fruits and vegetables, lean protein, healthy fats, etc. And then they say you can even get genetic testing. Luckily, there's a lot more genetic tests out there. They say genetic tests that look at genes like APOE can determine your risk for a heart attack and stroke, can also predict if you are more likely to have side effects from statin medications. So it's a test that's out there. Again, you want to check to see if your insurance covers it. Statin medications are still the gold standard. one of my favorite medications to lower the cholesterol. I know they get a bad rap, but they work. And my patients are very happy. I rarely have a patient that says they can't tolerate it. If they can't tolerate it, thank God we got some other medicines around the bend, but hopefully they won't be too costly. Apparently there's a study from International Journal of Cardiology, Metabolic, and Endocrine. Okay, nice journal. Recommending bergamot extract. They found that a concentrated extract of this bergamot, which is an Italian citrus fruit, may help reduce cholesterol levels. Now, that's very interesting because we know a lot of Italians do very, very well longevity-wise. The Italian diet, believe it or not, could be very, very healthy. And the Mediterranean diet, and maybe this is part of it. Also, you got to increase your fiber. Women need 25 grams of fiber a day. Men need 38 grams. Men and women over 50 could possibly get away with less, all right? But fiber supplements have about 10 to 25 grams of fiber. So maybe you could, take advantage of those. But I would rather you get your fiber from healthy foods, like beans. Can't do wrong with those. Legumes, peas, nuts, seeds, those help. The National Institutes of Health, have been looking at the red yeast rice. Red yeast rice is a naturally occurring statin. They have levels of monacholin K, which is chemically identical to the active ingredient in the cholesterol-lowering drug lavastatin. Now, the FDA determined that red yeast products containing more than trace amounts of it are considered to be unapproved new drugs and cannot be sold legally. So the big problem we have with red yeast rice is if no one's regulating it, we don't know how much of that statin-like chemical or that statin-like component you're getting. So at least with Lipitor or Zocor or Crestor, et cetera, I know what 10 milligrams, 20 milligrams, I know what you're getting. If I start to see the liver look a little funny, I know what to do to lower it or stop it, et cetera. Yet I have no idea. When you guys say I'm taking over-the-counter red yeast rice, I have no idea what the hell you're getting. Are you taking like something that's equivalent to an 80 milligram? I don't know. No one knows. No one's watching it. So something to look at. They say vitamin B3 or niacin also lowers cholesterol if you could tolerate it. It's apparently right now what they think is the only thing that lowers the LPA, a lipoprotein which increases your risk of heart disease. Don't forget exercise, extremely important. It's going to raise your HDL, help weight loss, will lower cholesterol. Plus, it good flow to the kidneys. Can't be forgetting about kidneys. Kidney disease leads to heart disease. And then they recommend to eat plant sterols. Okay, plant sterols lower cholesterol a little bit, okay? Maybe about 10%. We see them in soy. They're recommending like edamame. Those seem to be good sources of that. And maybe munching on some edamame will help. I'm a mommy who likes edamame. All right, so those are some pretty good tips, to lower cholesterol. But I love the first one, get yourself checked. You guys are like, I'm just going to, why check? Because if it's high, I'm going to be doing, nothing for it anyway. Please get yourself checked, knowledge, and get your kids checked. I'm sick and tired of seeing these teenagers pre-diabetic or these kids pre-diabetic. And, do a blood test on your kid. If they don't like it, tough. There's a lot of things kids don't like. All right? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to alkavision.com to find out more. That's alkavision.com.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, we are back on the Doc Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, a couple emails here. Very, very interesting. Gregory writes, why aren't more doctors allowing email or Skype visits? Jenna from Houston writes, if doctors want to save us patients money, why do they force us to see them to get a birth control prescription or antibiotic? A couple quick points we need to make. You guys are being now inundated with ads. You could talk to your doctor online. All these virtual doctors where you could talk to online. It's good and bad, okay? All right. You know, in the olden days, I would say good luck. I mean, you know, best of luck to you. I mean, if you want to talk to a robot, if you want to talk to a computer, if you want to talk to somebody who is countries away from you, have at it, you know. But nowadays, since many of you do not have the means to see a doctor, even if you have insurance, it's too expensive, or you cannot take off work. I see what's going on with work now these days. It's a mess what's going on with work and taking off leave. An absolute mess. And I'm even getting it from the people who benefit from some of the new changes. Like, for example, apparently there's an epidemic of people on FMLA. From what I understand, with many of the casinos and the big companies around where I work, almost everybody has FMLA. And, I mean, for their chronic condition, it's appropriate. All right. I mean, you know, that's what FMLA is for, to protect you, the Family Medical Leave Act. So, you know, if you have a family member who's ill, if you have a chronic condition, you're not going to get fired because you have to go to the doctor. It may be unpaid leave. I mean, there's only so much an employer could do, but you won't get fired. However, all right, very, very difficult for a lot of employers to double staff and pay for that kind of staff. Luckily, some of the casinos have something called extra board where they could call at the last minute to bring people in, but most other companies don't have that luxury of having a group of on-call. And so either employers just have to double staff or they will be understaffed when people call in. So what ends up happening is employers start to weed out who is employee that shows up on a regular basis and who isn't. So many of you come in and say, look, you know, I know they offer sick leave and sick time, but I think I'm going to get fired. Or you may be in a company where FMLA doesn't protect you because it's a company under a number of employees. And so you're afraid to call out, which really scares me because we're coming into flu season soon, and I do not want you infecting other people. I want you leaving. I want you off work. I don't even want you going in if you think you have the flu, okay? I fear we're going to have a worse flu epidemic this time around because so many people realize that the flu shot was ridiculous last year, and they're going to think that the flu shot this year won't offer protection, and they're unfortunately going to guess wrong. So I'm really nervous about this next flu season. So let's go back to your issues and then going back to sick leave issues. Okay, so Jenna, if doctors want us patients to save money, why do they force us to see them to get a birth control prescription or antibiotic? Two reasons, okay? One is they don't have to work for free. Doctors already do a lot for free, okay? Many times insurance doesn't pay. So they already see X amount of patients for free. So, calling in prescriptions and stuff over the phone, it's nice. But doctors don't leave medical school being told they have to. We understand that we do a lot of work for free already. But, they have a right to run a business. That doctor will not be there to answer. They will not be able to pay their phone bill if they don't have patients coming in. So there's only so much they'll do over the phone. But the bigger reason is liability. When a doctor gets sued because somebody has back of the throat cancer and the lawyer shows the jury that the doctor just kept calling in an antibiotic, all right, and that doctor's like, but, you know, the patient didn't want to come in. Well, you should have told them to come in. And the patient's like, I would have come in, but he said just call. That doctor now just lost a multi-million-dollar lawsuit. So many doctors out there are like, okay, I'm not going to take that risk. Okay, you want birth control. How do I know you're not smoking? I'd like to know if there's, any gynecological issues with you. God forbid you get cervical cancer. I'd like to catch that early, save your life. like to, talk about any family history of blood clots. I'd like to know what's going on with you before I just call it a birth control. So, you know, doctors who know you and know you really well and know your history, et cetera, have a really good, strong relationship with you. They're calling in the medicine. But a lot of you guys lost those doctors. You lost your doctor with Obamacare. And that, you know, being able to keep your doctor thing never happened. And now you have a new person who you've never really met, or if you did meet, they don't know you from Bob or Joe or Lucy. And here you are. I don't even know who's named Lucy now. But anyway, so and you want them to write a prescription and trust that you're not going to sue them, or the family's not going to sue them, or trust that your body's going to handle that medication well. All right, not going to happen. So you're actually seeing more and more doctors say, no, I don't know who you are. I want you in here. I want to look at you. I want to evaluate you. So now, all right, well, then what about telemedicine? Well, this is where telemedicine may work, okay? To me, not the most ideal. I think it's better to be face-to-face with somebody. But if you can't get into your doctor and you need a medication, at least somebody talking to you and reminding you. Because here's the thing. Not only is it an evaluation, but also coming up with a plan. If this is your fourth sore throat this year, and we haven't hit October yet, that kind of tells me, you know, maybe you have an issue back there that's not just a sore throat. Maybe you need a culture. Maybe you need an ENT to evaluate you. All right, so, you know, maybe through telemedicine you'll get your medicine, but I strongly urge you to get this looked at. So it's a time for education. All right, I know you want your blood pressure medicine, but look, you're 45. If there's a family history of heart disease, don't you think you may want to start getting an EKG? Maybe start checking in with a heart doctor. You know, I see you smoke. Maybe cut back on that. So if your telemedicine doctor or medical provider will provide some of that education, I got to tell you, the nurse practitioners and PAs are awesome with that because they remember to do that a lot of times more than the doctor. Good for them. Make sure, you know, I would say then that's at least progress I should say that's at least a move in the right direction for a telemedicine encounter. If they're just going to say, I'll write your CPAC, pay me $80. No, I'm not. I don't like that at all. Okay. So why aren't more doctors than allowing emails or Skype visits? Well, if your doctor is already seeing 40, 50 patients a day, when the hell are they going to have time to go on their email and go on their Skype? And if they don't have a means to bill it, again, can't be expecting people to work for free anymore. That's not going to happen. I think a lot of doctors will, but a lot of doctors are going to have to probably have Skype hours. But see, here's the thing, okay? Cost of running a medical office is still rising and rising and rising. Because I was thinking about, well, why don't I take, you know, 2 afternoons a week and do Skype medicine? I can't afford to do that. I will not be able to pay my rent or pay my staff salaries. Well, then, well, Dolly, if you're doing Skype, then you don't need as many staff. Well, I don't want to do that. I don't want to start cutting staff hours. Okay? I love the fact that I'm an employer and I can help, you know, feed families of a bunch of people. So, you know, that's going to change the face of medicine and, you know, healthcare jobs. If doctors are like, look, fine, I'll sit in a room, I'll rent my space to somebody on Monday and Friday, and I'll do Skype visits then. It's going to start changing things around in terms of how much staff they have. So realize that if you want an antibiotic or birth control or a certain medication, don't be surprised if the doctor wants to see you, and it's not because he's money hungry or greedy or whatever. It's, he's running a business, okay? You know, I mean, is Alpha Beta or some of these grocery stores going to hand you a gallon of milk for free? No, they're not. You got to pay for the milk, okay? So, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Thank you. What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.